This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. We're talking about the so-called Great Reset, or the economic disaster that is being forced upon the people of the planet through endless money printing and lockdowns and other forced business closures and things like that. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, I think the president or CEO of the J.P. Morgan Bank is actually coming out and admitting that an economic hurricane is on the way. Aria has that story.
He is the CEO of J.P. Morgan. You are correct.
That's what I thought. So with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
We're going to go back to your phone calls, though. Actually, to your calls. I don't think we had a call in the first hour. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. So we'll start out by talking with Renee, calling us from Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Talking about right now?
Sorry, go ahead. I had you muted there for a second. Say again.
May I talk about the topic you brought up, the Great Reset?
You don't have to ask for permission to talk about a thing here. You can call in and talk about anything you want, Renee, so you go right ahead.
Okay, well, my opinion is if by any chance, especially in our country, there's anybody with, like if ever we get the Republicans back in office, there's anybody that on purpose, for Marxist reasons, tweaked or played with the economy, they should have I propose a new law, economic hate crimes against humanity for messing up the economy, because it causes people hardship. It causes some people maybe to die, loss of property and money to survive. And if people are actually doing that because they learned that in college and they want a Marxist revolt, and we could find that out, you know, that should be a law. People should be thrown in jail for that.
Now, the problem with creating new laws is it's laws that already got us to this point. I think we've got enough laws. And secondly, even if you were to create that law, why would the government enforce it upon themselves?
Well, yeah, I guess you're right, but there's some, you know, the government's not unified, kind of like the Great Reset's not unified.
What do you mean they're not unified?
See, I see them as unified. I've believed for a long time that the Republicans and the Democrats are controlled by the same people. The Republicans talk a better game in some ways, but when anything counts, they get all bipartisan on us.
And the Democrats also talk a good game in some ways as well.
That's
they always
true.
Talk a good game, both Republicans and Democrats, when they're not the ones in power.
They each talk a good game for a different audience, and that's an important thing. I think that's one of the reasons that they're pushing, for example, racial hatred in both directions. What terrifies the government is a united population, because a united population can destroy them. But if they can keep the population fighting against itself, then the government, by being more organized, can win.
Well, one last comment.
Go ahead.
I think the Great Reset may work in some areas, but it will splinter because you have different powers. You have the Chinese, you have the Soviets, you have radical and moderate Islam fighting, and you have greedy mafioso types here and there. I think the Great Reset will work to a degree in different, like 1984, in three different four places, but they'll still fight each other. There'll never be a perfect one-world Great Reset.
I tend to agree.
Because I understand that the Great Reset is mostly a Western thing, and it doesn't factor in the Chinese or Russian governments. They're not part of the Great Reset.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, you have Trudeau, who's the poster child for the World Economic Forum, talking about his admiration for the Chinese dictatorship.
Sure.
You have Klaus, what's his name, Klaus Schwab, talking about how great China is.
Yeah, they all view, you know, China's tyranny as a model on how to behave, but none of them are trying to, like, get China to participate in the Great Reset. They're like, hey, join us, we're going to screw over our population and take control.
See,
China and Russia aren't invited to the party.
I don't know that that's the case. I don't even know that the war in the Ukraine, for example, is a real thing. I would not be surprised if it was simply a planned thing to manipulate the public, and that Putin was in on the game. Because who would jump at this faster than the Chinese and the Russian governments, who have absolutely no concern for the welfare of their people? They don't even pretend, like the American government pretends to be concerned for the welfare of people in general, and the American people.
I think the point
in
is
particular,
they don't want to give up, and a lot of people in power don't want to give up their power to some other group.
What? One party shot, please.
Yeah, sure.
My thing, I'm in an all state. My wonder is how come, say, Louisiana, Alabama, Texas, even Trudeau's candidate in Mexico, and maybe even Alaska, don't just make their own OPEC or join OPEC and fight the forces of big greed? Because all is our money. I work on crew boats.
The thing is, they don't even need an organization like OPEC to fight OPEC, because OPEC does what it does by restricting drilling.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything you drill, any oil you pull out of the ground is fighting OPEC, even if that has, even if that forms no part of your intention.
What's that, Renee?
I said, if the oil states of North America could even join OPEC to fight big green energy, world green energy, which is detrimental to the planet.
Mm. Thank you, Renee, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Aren't there severe restrictions in the United States by the federal government, gang, on who can pull oil?
Yeah, there have to be to keep prices as high as they are. Biden is cooperating with OPEC every time he restricts oil drilling. Whether or not that's his intention, it's what he's doing, because
I think what the caller didn't understand was that the existence of OPEC and their ability to control the supply of oil is why green energy or whatever is so popular in the first place. It's the only thing that is allowed to compete with OPEC to any degree whatsoever.
Well, green energy would be popular with or without OPEC, because oil bad, green good.
Right, but yeah, that's part of the mythology that's put down by the media, and that was what the caller was getting at, is that we need to take down the green energy industry, and we need to pair up with OPEC in order to do it.
It's in the media. These kids today are so indoctrinated with the whole green thing that they're suffering from what they call echo anxiety. There's now a diagnosis for young people who are freaking out because they've been told as they've been growing up that the world's going to literally end in the beginning of their lifetime.
And they're wondering why there are more school shootings.
Sure.
Oh, well, yeah. And a lot of these guys, the guy who shot up the store in Buffalo, the environment was a big part of his. Yeah. He was an eco-fascist.
That's right.
Which, you know, that's, fascism is something that people turn to when they're scared. And so what we can be pretty sure of is that he's terrified of some kind of ecological collapse. How that matches with his racism, I don't know. But is, you know, and there's a lot of people who are absolutely terrified of what the environment's going to do.
That's
personally, I think they're going to solve the environmental problem by killing off a large percentage of the human race. And then
there are people who believe in that. What was it? Was Bill Gates one of them? It wouldn't surprise me. I think
Well, he did make the comment that through judicious use of vaccines, we could cut the population of the world by 15%. Nobody ever followed up to find out exactly how vaccines would work in that.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can join the program here and bring up whatever Live, by the way, is brought to you by listeners like Damian Williams, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. Damian's silver level, which means that he is contributing at least $5 a month, and we certainly appreciate that support. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way to help Free Talk Live get the ideas of liberty onto more great radio stations around the country and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amps.freetalklive.com. As we continue here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, the mega bank, is going to weigh in on what he's calling an economic hurricane coming in soon. But Olivia is in Arizona. First up, go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, I had a couple of questions for Aria, but first I wanted to talk about the subject of Google Doodle a couple of days ago. His name was Kiyoshi.
Google Doodle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
So if you go to the Google page, usually it just has Google in like green, blue, yellow, and red letters.
Yeah, and they change it up to promote usually an individual or something.
They do it fairly often, as
I
understand it.
Almost daily, I think.
But I mean, who even goes to Google.com anymore?
Well, I guess me.
But, you don't just type what you want into, like, your address bar and have it automatically use whatever search engine you prefer?
I do that, too, but it will show up. The little doodle, there's, like, an icon near the top of the page, too.
If Google is your search page, you'll see that as your result.
Mm. So what was this person you were saying? Google what now?
His name was Kiyoshi Kuramiya. I hope I said that right. It's Japanese. He was a gay rights activist, but he was also an anti-war activist. So I clicked on it, and I read his wiki page, and I just wanted to share some of his activism because I got the biggest kick out of it.
Hmm.
At the University of Pennsylvania, he was the instigator of the largest anti-war demonstration in Penn's history with 2,000 people in attendance. He had formed a group called the Americongs, and he said that an innocent dog would be burned alive with napalm in front of the library. And so 2,000 people showed up protesting, and he handed out leaflets that said, "Congratulations, you saved the lives of an innocent dog. How about the hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese that have been burned alive?"
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty slick, because that's smart, too, because remember back when the war in Iraq and Afghanistan was going, and there was news at one point that some soldiers had thrown puppies off of a cliff? Do you remember that story? People were outraged about this.
It was a true story, if I recall correctly, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they did get in trouble for it. But, of course, those same people are killing human beings left and right, and that's just a statistic. But when it happens to a puppy, then all of a sudden people start to care. So this
humans killing humans, that's terrible. That's a tragedy, right? But killing other species, it does feel a little bit more evil, because humans are the ones committing evil, so it's fair at least for other humans to be the victims of that evil. But the puppies aren't out there. No puppy is out there committing an act of evil.
I don't know. If you were a sheep and being eaten by wolves, you probably wouldn't like it very much.
But it's not evil. But I mean, dogs don't have a moral compass.
I would say that's definitely true.
But it was smart because the dude used the fact that people care more about what happens to an animal than they do.
I don't know if I want to play that game. It's clever.
Their fellow man. I mean, he never was going to burn a dog alive.
I know.
Yeah, they do, and they also care more about what's close to them than what's far away from them.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is just a natural defense mechanism that, you know, you can't wrap your mind around tragedies that happen on the other side of the world, but if somebody's doing something across town, that feels like something you can have an effect on. Like, you can go and, you know, if necessary, just beat that person up until they stop doing what they're doing.
What else, Olivia, did you want to share about this guy?
I had a couple of questions for Aria, too, but I really loved this also. He also went to the Pentagon with Abbie Hoffman, and there was a large demonstration. It was kind of a performance art protest where they held hands and attempted to levitate the Pentagon. But when that didn't work, they took the police barricades and made bonfires all around the length of the Pentagon. And Kiyoshi held up a poster that had F word, the draft, but of course he spelled the actual word, mm-hmm. and he was arrested and put in jail for an indecent poster.
Wow.
So, yeah,
wow.
So, But I did have a question for Arya, and nobody, I'd love to hear what you had to say about that, where they tried to levitate the Pentagon, too, but
it's
Arya,
a heavy building. It's probably not going to work.
Would have been cool, though, if they could just levitate it and make it go away.
Right into the ocean, man.
Or short the moon yeah. or something. Anyways.
Well, maybe instead of trying to get the building high, they should have gotten the people inside it high, and maybe they would have been able to see the error in their ways.
Put some acid in the water supply or something like that, maybe?
Ecstasy, I think, would have had better results.
Yeah, well, ecstasy definitely works well with post-traumatic stress disorder, and I think a lot of the people, doing evil are doing evil not because they're bad, but because they're sick.
They think it's good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They see it as defense.
All right, Olivia, you had a question?
I did, for Arya. Arya, would you prefer if people saw you as a trans woman, or would you prefer to just be seen as a woman? And I also had a comment about I have some relatives who think it's extremely clever to sit there and say, no, your DNA, it's built in your DNA that you are this gender and blah, blah, blah. And it makes me think of my auntie, my mom's sister, who was born with a congenital heart defect. She was born with a hole in her heart that had to be repaired in the 1960s with heart surgery. And it's like, so my auntie, by her DNA, is a person with a hole in her heart. But no one goes around saying, well, you have a hole in your heart. You have a hole in your heart. Because she doesn't have a hole in her heart. They fixed it. So I'm just like, this DNA argument is just stupid to me. But would you prefer to be seen as a trans woman or as just a regular woman? Like,
I mean, it's a fair question, but I don't think my preference on it really makes a difference. For better or worse, I am a trans woman. I will never just be a woman. Anyone who calls me a woman, they're always going to have some asterisk attached to that. Mm-hmm. Right? And trans is usually the asterisk. When I'm not simply a woman, I'm never going to be a woman.
The tools in the trunk are a little different.
Yeah. So I am a trans woman. Would I prefer to just be a woman instead of being a trans woman? Absolutely. It would have made my life a lot easier.
Mm.
But that's not the way that things worked out. For I am a trans woman, and whether I would prefer that to not be the case is irrelevant. It is what I am.
And I'll bring that back to your DNA statement, which is words and language work by a process of spontaneous order. Okay, they're very much like economies in that way. And as a result of that, the meanings of words consistently shift. So within the context, for example, of a biologist, it makes perfect sense for a biologist to define sex as simply based on chromosomes and physical reality. Other people may define sex or gender based on personality. But different words have different meanings in different contexts.
There's more coming up here. Thanks, Olivia.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are continuing to discuss gun control legislation in both the House and Senate. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey is involved in the bipartisan Senate negotiations. Senator Toomey telling Fox News that modern background checks can be done very quickly.
Most firearm purchases do require background checks today. We could expand it to all commercial sales. I think that would make sense.
He also says there should be an emphasis on making schools safer, improving mental health resources, and that states should potentially consider red flag laws to take guns away from dangerous people. It's another daily record for gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.86 a gallon. That's a 25-cent a gallon bump over last week. This is USA Radio News. As the Senate returns from their recess, Republicans on the Hill are continuing to call out the Biden administration.
In frustration on how the Biden administration operates, Republican Senator from Tennessee Marsha Blackburn was on Fox News Monday morning complaining the Biden administration is overwhelmed and nothing is getting done, or no one's in charge, leading to the same result.
They're too busy opening the border. There's crime in the streets, inflation, the price at the pump. The issues are out of control, and you have to wonder, why are they doing this, and why are they making decisions that complicate the lives of the American people every single day?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NFL quarterback Deshaun Watson is being slapped with a 24th lawsuit claiming sexual misconduct. The alleged victim's lawyer calling the allegations strikingly similar to those made by other victims. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, some people are freaking out over a drag show that happened in Dallas targeting children, apparently. We'll get into that on the way here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
Also, we still have to talk about Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, the big bank, what he has to say about an upcoming economic hurricane. Those are, I believe he called it the term hurricane. We'll get into that.
He used the word hurricane, yeah.
We'll get into that, but also coming up, our co-host Mark Edge is going to be speaking at the Free Cities Foundation annual conference called Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's happening in Prague from October 21st through the 23rd.
Oh, he jacked Liberty in Our Lifetime. Oh, dear.
Well, I don't know if he's the one organizing
somebody
this conference.
Somebody jacked
it. Well, we didn't own it. And you know what? If they can get to Liberty in Our Lifetime sooner than we can here in New Hampshire, then
more power to them.
Awesome.
More power to them. I want people to be free.
That's a Libertarian Party thing, right?
No, it's a Free State Project.
It was originally a Free State Project slogan. I never heard it before, the
Me
Free
either.
State Project.
Because it's like I think it's the opening line of the Libertarian Party platform.
Boy, I don't know.
There's something about achieving liberty in our lifetime.
You'll have to check on that one. I don't know the last time I looked at the Libertarian Party platform in any meaningful sense. So again, this is happening in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. The purpose is to showcase autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is parallel structures for progress, and they'll explore physical developments
systems and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. Free Talk Live listeners get a 20% discount on tickets. Use code FTL20 when checking out over at Eventbrite. I presume that is available on their website. Yes, lifetimeliberty.com. And you can also follow their conference on Twitter at the handle @LibertyIOL, standing for Liberty in Our Lifetime. You can get your tickets soon and take advantage of the early bird discount. I had to figure that one out. I was like, why?
That makes sense. Because when I was doing it, I was like, Liberty IOL, what does it, what does it mean?
I thought it was mistyped. I thought it was supposed to be Liberty LOL or something.
I did, so that's why I changed the font on the make it clear. I was like, there's no way. Very weird.
LifetimeLiberty.com, code FTL20. You can save 20% on your tickets. And again, it's in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. So let's get into Jamie Dimon here. What is it that he has to say, Ari, you wanted to share tonight?
Well, he's
this
worrying.
Guy, by the way, hates Bitcoin.
That's
where we've talked about him in the past. And then his bank started selling Bitcoin to its top investors after he talked S about it for years.
Well, yeah, he didn't want the plebs to buy it up, right?
I guess, yeah.
Are they selling altcoins or just Bitcoin?
I don't know. JP
Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warned of a looming economic hurricane caused by an increasingly hawkish Federal Reserve, rising inflationary pressures, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They're going to blame as much as they can on Ukraine.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, he's blaming a hawkish Federal Reserve, which probably refers, when people refer to the Federal Reserve as hawkish, they're talking about generally raising interest rates,
which they did do,
which means reducing the flow of money, because they talk about lowering interest rates like it's something they can just do, but they can't just lower interest rates by decree, because if nobody is ready to lend money at that rate, then that's not the rate. So in order to actually lower interest rates and make it effective, the Fed has to stand ready to lend money at that rate. Mm-hmm. And so when you raise interest rates, you're saying the federal government is less willing, or the Federal Reserve is less willing to print and lend money. And so that's what they mean when they say hawkish. So he's blaming the cure for the disease.
Dimon, who said at the beginning of May that there were storm clouds forming on the economic horizon, ratcheted up his warning on Wednesday, citing fresh challenges facing the Fed as it seeks to tame the hottest inflation in a generation.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. The inflation that they caused.
Right. I love how they pretend. Did you guys see the comments from that Janet Yellen character recently? How she was acting like, well, however could we have predicted this? I just can't understand. Took us by surprise.
I think it
was Michael Malice who wrote that the most frustrating thing about being a libertarian was predicting the future and then sitting and watching TV as government expert after government expert goes on TV and says, nobody could have predicted this.
Yeah.
And they never ask the people who did predict it.
Like Ron Paul of more than a decade ago.
Yeah.
For instance,
warning about an economic crisis right before the 2007 recession.
Yeah.
And, you know, then recently he was on Free Talk
Live talking
about
2003. He was warning about the housing crash.
Sure. And recently he was on Free Talk Live talking about, you know, the coming economic disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be right.
Absolutely.
But not enough people are listening.
Nobody can predict these things except the crazy people, because when you correctly predict the future, they say you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I said there were storm clouds, but I'm going to change it. It's a hurricane, he said, during a conference hosted by Alliance Bernstein Holdings. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. Everyone thinks the Fed can handle it. That hurricane is right out there down the road, coming our way. We don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy. You better brace yourself.
Didn't Biden also say something recently about how everything is okay? People are just there. They've got the best savings they've ever had.
We need like a Morgan Freeman-like copycat to just narrate right now, but everyone was not okay.
No.
Yes.
And everyone knows it.
Yeah. The people... the people who aren't steeped in modern monetary theory know it.
I mean, isn't it up to like 2/3 of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck or something like that?
I think you reported that recently, yeah.
There are two main issues that Diamond said are worrying him. The Federal Reserve moving to unwind its $8.9 trillion balance sheet, deploying a lesser-known tool known as quantitative tightening that will further tighten credit for U.S. households.
I've heard about this.
Quantitative it's the opposite of quantitative easing.
Easing, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, now, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I heard that they're going to take a bunch of their assets and somehow liquidate them. Is that what's happening?
Well, it's the opposite of quantitative easing. Quantitative easing is when you take dollars and you buy up assets. Mm-hmm. So quantitative tightening would be when you effectively sell assets and then burn the money.
So they're gonna try to take money out of supply.
Yeah, they're gonna try to get it. They're gonna try to stretch it out into one more cycle of inflation, and I think they're gonna fail. But
if they're taking money out of supply, wouldn't that undo some of the damage?
That would be deflation.
It will undo some of it. The problem is, at the same time, if you look at the decisions that businesses make when they decide whether or not to expand, whether or not to hire people, that's heavily based on the interest rate, because basically if the profit you're going to earn from a chunk of money is greater than the interest you're going to pay on that money, then it's worth borrowing that money and expanding. So the problem is, and the part of the problem that he sees, is that if you raise interest rates, money comes out of the stock market, and people become less willing to invest. So at that point, you're looking at recession.
So you're saying that if the Fed is selling off all these assets, that could push stock prices down even further?
Yes, because it could push stock prices down. It could,
because presumably that's what the assets we're talking about here, right? Didn't the Fed buy a bunch of stocks back in 2020 to push the market
up? They bought stocks, they bought bonds, they bought all kinds. I think they bought foreclosed houses. Or
could this crash the real estate market?
Huh?
Do you think this could crash the real estate market if they've got a bunch of homes?
It could. I mean, which wouldn't be bad from consumer point of view, because lower housing costs are good.
More coming up here.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And bring up whatever you want. We're talking right now about the so-called economic hurricane that is being predicted by Jamie Dimon, the CEO.
Here I am. Rocking like a hurricane.
You know, rock your economics like a hurricane, according to him. Now, you've made some interesting points here, Nobody, that this guy, what he considers to be an economic hurricane, isn't necessarily what the average person is looking
at. No, he's interested in his investors, mm-hmm. who are rich people who hold a lot of stock. Yeah. So just like when you force a lot of money into the stock market, you get the roaring 20s. When you take that, or when you print a lot of money, a lot of it goes into the stock market, mm-hmm. and you get the roaring 20s. When you take that money out, you get the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you get a depression. The thing about the Great Depression is monetary policy caused the depression, but it was FDR who made it great.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it great by being so unpredictable and so irrational on government policy toward prediction that nobody in their right mind would invest in anything, because you never knew when the government was just going to come and regulate you out of existence or steal everything you had.
So there's a story here over at MarketWatch, because I wanted to know more about this quantitative tightening, which apparently is starting this week.
The opposite
Wednesday.
Of quantitative easing.
Yeah, well, I didn't know a whole lot about that either. I thought quantitative easing was just them printing money, but apparently it was them buying up stocks.
Well, printing money, but in order to get the money into circulation, it has to go to somebody. And so the question is, who does it go to?
Mm.
And the answer is it goes to somebody who can yield up some other asset in exchange for it.
Which they then hold on to, and now they're going to take those
assets and attempt to sell them.
Right.
And according to MarketWatch, they say starting Wednesday, but this was written last week on Tuesday, so I believe this started last week. The Fed will begin reducing its holdings of Treasury securities. Those are government bonds.
Yeah.
Agency debt and agency mortgage-backed securities. Now, what
whatever
that is,
the hell any of that is,
I have no idea.
Mortgage-backed securities are the one of the proximate causes of the housing crash. They're basically companies.
You're talking about home mortgages?
Yeah, companies mm-hmm. that sell mortgages will divide. You'll basically buy shares in a whole passel of mortgages, and so you're not. And your profit.
If one of them fails, then it's not the end of the world. If one mortgage gets collected on or whatever.
Exactly. It kind of averages.
It's like a lasagna where only one of the layers is human feces. The rest are quite good.
Yeah.
Until a bunch of them go bad.
Well, even one layer being, you know.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
So it says here they're going to try to sell these things off to a tune of $47.5 billion per month for the first 3 months. After this, the total amount to be reduced goes up to $95 billion per month, with policymakers prepared to adjust their approach as the economy and financial markets evolve. So basically we're looking at the end of summer, they're going to move to $95 billion a month of selling off these assets.
So they're trying to pull USD out of circulation.
That's what they say.
Yeah, but they're doing it on a very small scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
95 billion, call it 100 billion.
Right.
Okay, that's 1/10 of a trillion.
Right.
So over the course of a year, they would pull less than a trillion out of the economy,
right.
And just the very first COVID bill put $3 trillion into
yeah.
the economy.
Right.
So you know what they're doing is too little, too late.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's going to be worse. I remember when COVID-19 began, I was like, look, cash is going to be really, really easy to get for a while, and then it's going to be almost impossible to get.
Mm.
And I think this is going to be one of the contributing factors that leads us into that place where it's impossible to find cash, because that's what happened during the Great Depression, right? No one just had any money. And we're going to see that again. We're just people don't have any money. They're
going to
look around and they're going to ask
cash. It's going to be online zeros and ones.
It's the same difference.
Yeah,
they're just
still
not going to have
considered cash, though. It's still included, I believe, in M1. We should look that up.
And they're going to look around and they're like, man, I don't have any money in my bank account, and I can't find a job because these employers don't have any money in their bank accounts or whatever because the Fed pulled it out of circulation, and countless other factors that the Feds are just contributing to. But I think this is one of the next steps. And the economic collapse.
I think it's some of the inevitable thrashing
mm-hmm.
that they're going to do, I think. Think of it like a drowning man. He thrashes around, he tries everything, but he's drowning.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's where I diverge from you, though. I don't think they're drowning. I think it's intentional. I think they know what the effects of this are going to be, and I think that's what they want in order to execute the Great Reset.
I think you're probably right in that. I think really they're creating the illusion of trying to do something because, you know, Biden's tried to blame inflation on Putin. He's tried to blame it on, you know, corporations suddenly becoming greedy, which they never were before. And nobody's buying any of it. So,
well, all they have to do is say, you know, we're going to wear pink today in order to curb inflation. And the masses of Americans are so stupid that at least half the people out there. No,
okay.
I said if.
Oh, okay.
If they were to do this, a large number of Americans were like, look, they did everything they could to fight inflation. They wore pink, man. What more do you want from them? People are stupid.
Do the rain dance next.
So this quantitative tightening, they can just say, look, we're doing this to help curb inflation or to make the economy better,
say,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what the actual results of that are going to be, in it, because we know it's not going to help the economy at all. And the masses of people are still going to be like, well, they tried.
The reduction
should have done more quantitative tightening.
Well, it will probably take the edge off it, and if they did what was done in 1982, for example, now we had a very similar situation, but less so, in the 70s when we were suffering from what they called stagflation, which meant they had high, the thing you heard on the news every day was double-digit inflation and double-digit unemployment. And in Ronald Reagan was first elected, interestingly enough, the head of the Federal Reserve was still the last one appointed by Carter. I can't remember his name. But he did tighten monetary policy, which caused what they called the Reagan recession, but then because of the stronger dollar that resulted from that, they then had a pretty good economic expansion during the Reagan term. But again, this was Carter's doing, oddly enough.
And of course, the totals we were talking about back then were chump change compared to what's going on today.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Now, there's a little bit more here about what the supposed plan is. The reduction will occur as maturing securities roll off the Fed's portfolio and proceeds are no longer reinvested. As of September, the roll-offs will be occurring at, quote, a substantially faster and more aggressive, unquote, pace than the process which started in 2017, according to Wells Fargo. By the Institute's calculations, the Fed's balance sheet could shrink by almost $1.5 by the end of 2033, taking it down to around $7.5
So it's over 11 years?
No. The first year, the end of
2020. I thought you said 2023.
Okay. Taking it down. So it was $9 trillion. It's $9 trillion apparently about right now, and it's going to go down, they say, to $7.5 trillion. And if QT continues as expected, quote, this $1.5 trillion reduction in the balance sheet could be equivalent to another 75 to 100 basis points of tightening, unquote, at a time when the Fed funds rate is expected to be around 3.25 to 3.5, and the current target range of that rate is between 0.75 and 1%. So it sounds like they're planning on raising those rates again and again.
Yeah, it sounds that way. And a basis point is either 1%
of
1% or it's 1/1000th of 1%. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which. I think it's 1% of 1%.
And isn't that the rate at which they are loaning to the banks, basically?
What did they call it?
The Fed funds rate.
The Fed funds rate, I believe, yes, is the rate at which they lend to banks.
All right, there's more coming up here. It's 603-283-6160, and that's one of the reasons why Jamie Dimon is upset, because those numbers are going up.
Yes, he wants that the money in business. The stock market.
There's more on the way here. Hour 3 is next. It's free.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.